From this text that was read a few moments ago from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 10th chapter, I just want to elevate that verse 30 for us. Go back to that verse one more time. That's our key verse today. Verse 30 says, "And then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead." What would you say from this topic? When life put a hurting on you. When life put a hurting on you. Now I'm sure a few of you have heard me say from time to time that this thing called life would do what? Put a hurting on you. Somebody out there has been through something. Life has tried to deal you a knockout punch. In fact, you have been knocked down and still trying to get up. Things ain't going right with your finances. Things ain't going right in the home. Family has betrayed you. Friends have turned their back on you. And when you were ready to try and get up, here comes something else that tried to keep you down. Look at somebody and say, "I might be down, but I'm not out." How many out there have ever had life put a hurting on you? Yeah, you ain't never been through anything. Just keep on living. Amen. How many have had folk pass you by when you needed them the most? Oh, yeah. One or two witnesses. Yeah. Every now and then, we're going to get knocked down in this life. We may get knocked down. We may fall down. But sooner or later, we get back up. When life, when life put a hurting on you, God's got you. Amen. He'll be there to pick you up. Yeah. Life can get full of disappointments. Trouble will show up. Trials and tribulations will come your way. Just when you think you've gotten over one problem, here comes another. This thing we call life will do what? This thing we call life can cause us to get discouraged sometimes. But church, one thing I found out about Christians. How many Christians we got announced? One thing I found out about Christians, that we are resilient. Any resilient Christians out there? I'm talking about folk that know Christ. Folk that know how to bounce back. I'm talking about folk that know Jesus. They know how to shake the devil off. If Satan is riding your back today, shake him off. If he's trying to knock you down today, shake him off. I need some bounce back resilient Christians today. Are there any resilient Christians in the house? When the devil creeps in and tries to destroy your family, when the devil creeps in and tries to destroy your marriage and tries to destroy your home and tries to destroy your relationship with God, when the devil tries to steal your joy, you need to learn how to shake the down today, but Jesus gonna make sure I'm up tomorrow. Thank you, Lord. And what I found out one day was that in order to shake the devil off, you have to become a butt Christian. What kind of Christian? What are you talking about, Pastor? Well, you might be down, but you're not out. You might get knocked down, but you get back up. They might cry and count you out, but we got Jesus. And as long as I got King Jesus, Satan may show up, but Jesus will show out. How many butt Christians out there? Yeah. Somebody say, but God. Me and Patricia were talking the other day, and I forget what the subject was, but somehow I was saying, look at God. I need some butt saints today. I need some butt Christians. Any butt Christians out there? Oh, thank you, Lord. You may have me down, but I'm going to get back up. In this text, in Luke 10 today, we find Jesus telling a powerful story in response to a question that a lawyer that he had been in dialogue with, the lawyer decided to test Jesus. How many of y'all know that Jesus is the teacher that gives the test, not take the test? Do I have a witness? Thank you, Lord. Jesus told the story of the helpless man who had been robbed by thieves. They didn't just rob him. They took his clothes. They left him naked. He was beat down, knocked down, and bleeding, and left what? Half dead. But you know, sometimes life will put a hurting on you. Sometimes the devil will try and beat you down. The devil will try and rob you. He will try and strip you of all you have. He will try to destroy you. Y'all repeat after me, Satan. You're a liar.
You're a liar.
But God. Thank you, Lord. You never left me. You kept your promise. When the world tried to destroy me. But God. Church, this world will leave you feeling beat down. You'll have at least one witness.
Yeah.
The world, feeling, got your feeling tore down and leave you wanting to give up. God says, I got you. Oh. And although you might be down today, I'll pick you up. Ain't God good? God's got a few things that he's going to leave you. Are y'all ready? In this word, he's going to leave you some things to help you when life put a hurting on you. The first thing is this. Don't put your trust in religious folk. Don't put your trust in religious folk. Look at that verse 31. Watch this. God can speak to your heart now. Look at verse 31. Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Don't put your trust in religious folk. Here we have a priest. Somebody say, not the preacher. a priest who's supposed to have been somebody representing religious principles. Supposed to have been representing church doctrine and representing church rituals and church ordinances. A man of public character. A man who professes to be sanctified. How many of everybody that say they sanctified ain't really sanctified? This priest, somebody who should have been the beat down man's friend. In fact, they were from the same hometown and shared the same religion. But yet, the priest, somebody say, not the preacher.
Not the preacher.
The priest passed him by. I heard somebody say, the only reason the priest passed him by is because he saw that the man had already been robbed. Somebody get that one later on. Yeah. The message here is you can't put your trust in religious folks. It's okay to socialize. It's okay to fellowship. You need to put your trust in God. Psalm 118 says, don't put your trust in man, put your trust in God. In this case, it was the priest. Somebody say, not the preacher.
Not the preacher.
Not the preacher. It was the preacher this time. But y'all know it could have been any member of the church, right? Don't put your trust in the pastor. Don't put your trust in the deacon. Don't put your trust in the trustee board. Don't put your trust in the choir. Don't put your trust in the ushers. You put your trust in God. And who?
God.
When you get down, when life put a hurting on you, you're going to find that folk right in the church will sometime pass you by. Oh, Lord. When you get sick, you might get a visit at first. Somebody might bring some flowers and, you know, some goodies and some whatnots. But stay sick a long time. Folk forget all about you. So when life begins to get you down, when life begins to put a hurting on you, when you feel like you've been robbed, when life tries to strip you of your dignity, when life tries to strip you of your character, don't put your trust in church folk. Don't put your trust in religious folk. Put your trust in God.
Amen.
So when life put a hurting on you, the first thing is don't put your trust in religious folk. The second thing is this: not only don't put your trust in religious folk, but secondly, don't put your trust in law folks. Look at the verse 32. Watch this. Likewise, a Levite, a man who's supposed to know all about the law, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. Lord have mercy. The priest. Somebody you expect to stop and see about it passing by. The lawman, you know, police officer, person of the law, who should have stopped to see about it passing by. Don't put your trust in religious folk. Don't put your trust in lawful. How many of y'all seen enough in the last year or so to know that we can't trust law officials who are supposed to protect us? Amen? Now here we find a man who supposed to be You know, after he saw this poor man on the side of the road. Oh, well, police today are public servants. But a lot of them would knock you down instead of picking you up. Am I right about it? You better watch out for those so-called public servants. Some of them are more corrupt than the common man. Politicians come to mind. In fact, presidents come to mind. When you watch some of the things that go on in this nation with the law enforcement, so-called law enforcement, you wonder if you'd be better off just staying on the side of the road. So we find here a man representing the law. The very law that they lived by, the very law that they stood by. He passed by and did not help the beat down man. Anybody ever been falsely accused by the law? How many of y'all are going through a rough time right now and think the law can help you? So just like that poor knockdown man back then, sometimes lawful won't help us. One thing for sure, lawful have no power to save us. We're saved not by law, but by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I had to get that plug in since Easter's right around the corner. We're saved by the precious blood of Jesus. The law can't do that for you. When it comes to the things we have to sometimes endure in this life, the law can't help us. When someone steals from you, even if the law catches that person, they might be punished. And even then, the law will not restore what they took from you. When people are killed in cold blood, the law can't restore what those families have lost. Somebody say, but God. But God, he is a God of restoration. How many of y'all know that? Won't he restore? Don't put your trust in law, folks. Put your trust in God. When folk are starving today and don't have many things, don't even have food to eat, the law can't help them. But God, he will supply all of our need. A whole lot of folk right here in Port Orange struggling to pay their bills. The law can't help them. But God, he'll make all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Thank God that he's blessed us with all that we need and most of what we want. Ain't God good? When life put a hurting on you, first thing is, don't put your trust in religious folks. And the second thing is, don't put your trust in law folks. The moment they ain't God gonna leave you. The last thing is this. Don't put your trust in anything but God. Okay, we were leading all up to that. Amen. The first point leading right up to that. Don't put your trust in anything. Here we go. But God. Let's take it home. Pick up verse 33. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, compassion. Sound like my Savior. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you. Somebody said, look at God. Thank you. Don't put your trust in anything but God. How many know that? God will show up when things look their worst. Want to do it? Now we find a stranger, y'all, from Samaria, stopped and helped a Jew lying on the side of the road. Somebody say, but God. You see, Jesus has taken care of us like no other could. Am I right? When everybody else turned their back on us, when everybody else didn't want to help, didn't Jesus help you?
Oh, yes.
Jews couldn't stand Samaritans. How many of y'all knew that? So if anybody would have passed the Jew fellow by, you would think it would be this Samaritan man. Somebody say, but God.
But God.
This man is called by many the Good Samaritan. Because of what he did. But how many of y'all know that only God is good? Jesus said that, didn't he? How many of y'all know that Jesus is a good Samaritan? Ah, because of what he did for us. Not only that, Jesus is the good shepherd. Lord God. Can I go on and close this out now? Church, when men from his own hometown wouldn't stop to help him, you know, his own homeboys passing by. He was beat down on the side of the road, left for dead. We found a stranger now stopping by to help. Won't God do it? Sometimes those the closest to us are the very ones who will pass us by. But God, look at all this good Samaritan did. After picking the man up, he washed his wounds, but God. He bandaged him up, but God. He cleaned him up, but God. When you get knocked down, Jesus will pick you up. He will clean you up. He will wash you up. Won't he do it? He will heal your body. Am I right? You see, what Jesus did for me one day is that he took my black soul, dipped it in some red blood, and I came out white as snow. Somebody say, but God. Church, it's hard to find somebody who will do all the things this Samaritan did for that Jew. Somebody might take you to the hospital and drop you off. Somebody might call an ambulance for you. But God. Church, I know somebody. When everybody passed me by, and sing about me. And his name is
Jesus.
I know somebody who will always take care of you, who will always protect you, who will always sing about you. And his name is, I've got me somebody who I can always lean on. I've got me somebody who I can always depend on. And his name is, he's a good Samaritan.
Yes, he is.
When life put a hurting on you, and everybody pass you by, God would always come to see about you. Am I right about it? Put your trust in God.
Thank you, Lord.
When religious folk fail you, when law officials fail you, put your trust in God. There's a song that says, sometimes up, sometimes down, on the level to the ground, but long as I got King Jesus, don't need nobody else trying to pick me up. Is there anybody out there who knows this man?
Yes.
Is there anybody out there who knows this good Samaritan?
Yes.
Is there anybody out there who knows this good shepherd? There's something about his name.
Yes.
It soothes all of my doubts. It calms all of my fears. Sometimes it makes me say, yeah. Every now and then I say, hey, there's something about his name. When life puts a hurting on you, as long as you got King Jesus, you don't need nobody else. When life put a hurting on you, he'll pick you up, turn you around, put your feet on solid ground. Won't he do it? Anybody know this good Samaritan? Who am I talking about? Jesus. When life put a hurting on you, you might have trouble on every side, but you're not distressed. You might be persecuted, but you're not forsaken. You might be cast down, but you're not destroyed. You might even be a little down today, but thanks be to God, you can get back up. Put your trust in God. He will make a way when it seems to you as you're laying on the side of the road, beat down and bloodied, and feel like you're not going to be able to get up. He'll come by and pick you up. He'll wipe you off. He'll feed you. He'll take care of you. He'll put bandages on you. And he'll heal your body. Won't he do it? Thank God that he gave us a good Samaritan one day who didn't see it robbery to come and die for me. Ain't God good? I thank God that he saw fit to give us a good shepherd who knows our name. He knows every one of his sheep by their name. Can you hear him calling you today? You might be down on the side of the road. Can you hear him calling you? Get up! Because I got you. I'm here now. It's going to be all right. Give God some praise and glory and honor in this place. Well, life put a hurting on you. You can sum this whole sermon up with these two words. But God. Give some more praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word today. Let's come out feet. We come with our invitation. Just a closer walk. 356 of your hymnal. Just a closer walk with thee. 356. Just a closer walk with thee.